What's up, Sava family? This is Antonio back for another episode, and we got some news to deliver today. But as always, I'm not here by myself. I'm here with Anthony.
This is Anthony with Sava FC, live from Barcelona. We have some breaking news for you.
Today's episode, you can all guess what we're going to be talking about. It sent the soccer world, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook into a frenzy.
Absolutely.
Lionel Messi is done at Barcelona.
Which is absolutely crazy.
It's unreal.
It is unreal, but the reality of it, according to the club, despite Barcelona and Messi having reached that agreement, the clear intentions of both parties were for him to come back, right?
Right. I mean, as far as we knew, he was going to get that renewal after the Copa America. He was in Barcelona today.
Right. And because of the financial and structural obstacles, it just couldn't happen.
But to my understanding, those obstacles are presented by La Liga, not by Barcelona.
Right. Yep. La Liga regulations.
What is going on? You have PSG signing everybody. Yep. You have Manchester City, who just paid like $140 for Grealish today. You're not going to allow Barcelona to sign the best player in the world? Are we kidding?
I don't know what's going on there. You know, they have a couple of TV deals that, you know, they should keep in mind and try to, you know, work around those. But I don't think they really care.
Bottom line, La Liga should be paying Barcelona to keep Messi in La Liga.
I know.
It is crazy.
It's insane.
I will say this, though. I've been enjoying the internet today. So if you search hashtag Messi on Twitter, Instagram, doesn't matter, you will see a photoshopped picture of Messi with every club's shirt on.
I'm sure.
I went online. I saw him in a Parma jersey. I saw him in a Cosenza jersey.
You see him in a Minnesota Vikings jersey, too, for the kicker.
Right. And then they also put him in an LA Lakers jersey to go play with LeBron. Internet, you win this Messi transfer news. It was hysterical. Let's take a look at what Messi's done at Barcelona so far.
You tell them the amazing stats that this guy's put up.
Listen, and I love my stats.
And I'll tell them where I think he's going.
That works for me. I love my stats. Everybody knows that, especially from our last episode when we were talking about the Ballon d'Or. I like looking at the numbers. Before we get to the numbers, though, let's go over how Messi rose up in Barcelona, right? In 2003, Messi made his first appearance for Barcelona at 16 years old, 4 months, and 23 days. And oddly enough, his debut came against Mourinho's Porto side, okay? He came on, I think it was in the 75th minute. He didn't do anything crazy.
He did score a goal, correct?
No. So when he came on in that friendly, what ended up happening is he created 2 chances and had a shot on goal.
Okay.
He didn't score, but it was enough to impress the technical staff.
Right.
So what ended up happening is right away, they put him on Barcelona B, the reserve squad, right?
Right.
And he started training with them at 16 years old. They knew this kid was going to be something crazy. And it's actually, before he made his debut, they had him call them up to the first team training. And he ran circles around the first team.
Amazing.
To the point where they called him an alien. They said, this kid is an alien. They couldn't believe it. That he just went off during that training session. Which, think about it. 16 years old, you're playing for Barcelona, one of the greatest teams in the world. They just called you up to their first team training session. You're either going to crack under pressure or you're going to put on a show.
Right.
He decided to put on a show. So that was unbelievable. He stuck around with Barcelona B, still got to train with the first squad every once in a while. So they kept him in the loop. They knew he was going to be something special. From 05 to 08, Messi was breaking in to the first team. All right. So around 18 years old, 17, 18 years old, he started breaking into the first team. This guy got so good that he opened up the door for somebody to leave. Do you remember who the great player that Barcelona had was during those years?
I'm trying to think right now. Off the top of my head, no. Go ahead.
Ronaldinho.
Oh, that's right. Ronaldinho. Why did I think about that?
Ronaldinho was one of the great players that Barcelona had during that time, right? Messi got so good that in that time between 17 and 20 years old, he became Barcelona's number one guy.
Right.
And unfortunately, Ronaldinho did suffer a little bit of a decline.
Well, he's getting older.
Right. He was getting older. So Messi took over.
Right. The transition fit in perfect for them.
This was his team. And granted, he played with Ronaldinho for a while. They had a really good relationship. Ronaldinho actually refers to him as his younger brother. You know, he always said Messi was like his younger brother.
Right.
But Messi inched his way up, started taking over that squad. Pep comes in, because I believe Ricard was their coach at the time.
Yep.
Pep comes in, starts playing Messi at right wing. And the rest is history, right?
That's right.
So, started working his way up to the first squad. Ronaldinho ended up leaving. Then the 08 to 09 season happened. Okay?
Is this the breakthrough season?
I would say so, but in a different way than what you're thinking. In the 08 to 09 season, so a lot of people may not remember this because he was so young and it still felt like Barcelona had a squad no matter what. But Messi, previous to 08 and 09, had been injured. He'd missed about 6 to 8 months worth of football.
That was a broken leg, correct?
I don't remember if it was a broken leg. I do know he had frequent muscular injuries,
right,
which may have had to do with his growth problems.
Right.
So those were happening very frequent. And to be sidelined for 6 to 8 months, that's a lot. You know, that you're missing a lot of time.
Right.
And but those 6 to 8 months happened over the course of 2 years.
Right.
Just want to clarify that. So in 08 to 09, what did they do to fix the problem? Barcelona went out and they implemented a new training program, nutrition program, lifestyle regimens, and they assigned Messi a physiotherapist who would travel with him to the international games with Argentina.
Wow.
That's how much they believed in this guy.
Right. So they got rid of McDonald's and Burger King at the training facility is what you're telling me.
Yeah. Definitely no Italian national team pizza after every game.
Right.
So, no, they took this guy serious. They knew he was going to be the future.
I mean, you can tell how special he was. So you've got to put your money.
Yeah, you got to take care of him.
Right.
And they just had to fend off. A lot of people don't remember this either. When he was 18 years old, clubs all over the world were offering crazy money. Juventus wanted him, but Juventus approached it the wrong way. They figured, oh, Barcelona, he's a young kid. They're not going to play him. They wanted him on a loan. So Barcelona was like, no, right, we're not loaning him out to you. Inter came along and they offered at the time, it was like 150 mil. And they offered to triple Messi's salary from what he was currently making at 18 years old. However, it almost went through because Messi couldn't. There were some regulations with La Liga and him not being a Spanish citizen to where he almost had to leave. He had no choice.
Oh, right.
But he was able to acquire his citizenship. And he was able to stay. He chose to stay at Barcelona. He wanted them.
I got to be honest.
Yeah.
If he left, when he left, I think other teams might have ruined him. He might not have been able to get the proper treatment like Barcelona intended for him to get.
Right.
So he might not have been healthy. Might not have lasted as long. Might not have been as good. You know, he probably should dedicate 90% of his career to Barcelona for them taking care of him.
Over 10 years ago, there's a quote floating around today. Messi said, if I ever leave Barcelona, just know it's not because I wanted to.
Right.
He was a Barcelona loyal and faithful. And like we saw, this wasn't his doing. The agreement was reached, you know. He had agreed to take a pay cut.
And it wasn't Barcelona's doing.
No.
They were willing to do whatever it took.
In a way, I'm sure Barcelona could have done something to make this work.
Not if La Liga was stepping in and saying, no, you can't do it.
Right, but there's other things that you can do to work around if you want to keep the greatest player in the world on your squad. So I'm at the point where I'm starting to think they gave up a little bit.
Or maybe it's like Steve Antonucci said, it's a ploy and they're both bluffing and he's not going anywhere.
They're not bluffing anything. This is for real. Either. They already
This is for real. Yeah, if they're already tweeting thank you for your service and he's tweeting thank you Barcelona.
I mean, I haven't seen anything directly from Messi yet, but I've seen Barcelona posting a lot about, you know, thank you for being part of the organization, all his best goals and clips, and I mean, I don't even know what to say. I'm just at a loss for words because you never thought that he would be
Barcelona. I thought he'd retire there.
He'd end his career there, right?
Yeah.
All right. So where was I before I started digressing on that? We were talking about
him transitioning over and taking over.
Yep. And the training program and everything like that. Okay. So there we go. So that happened in the 08 to 09 season. Guess how well it worked?
I'm assuming it worked really, really well.
He went injury-free for the next 4 years.
Exactly.
That's huge.
Yeah.
So, injury-free for the next 4 years. And in 2009, Messi won the Ballon d'Or at 22 years old. Okay? They implemented the program the 08-09 season. In 2009, he won the Ballon d'Or. He also won the FIFA World Player of the Year award. And today, still, he won by the greatest voting margin in trophy history. That was both trophies, the Ballon d'Or and the FIFA World Player of the Year.
Wow.
Just nuts. That Ballon d'Or started a run. He won three more after that one consecutively. Okay? He has a total of six right now. Weird saying he's an alien. Listen to these numbers of the goals that he scored. So, in total, I want to say Messi scored 672 goals. Sorry, I had to find that real quick. So, he scored a total of 672 goals. I can tell you where 627 of them came from. The rest of them, there's just too many cups that they competed in, and I couldn't find the stats right away. But in La Liga, in all the time that he's played there, he scored 474 goals. He had 193 assists, 61 of those coming off of PKs. In Copa del Rey and Supercopa de España, so the domestic cups, 31 goals, 22 assists, and three of them coming off of PKs. That's pretty good. This guy's scoring a ton, and he's not relying on PKs to do it. In Champions League, 120 goals, 37 assists, 16 of them coming off of PKs. Then in the 2015 UEFA Super Cup against Sevilla, he scored two goals. They also competed in the Club World Cups and Spanish Super Cups, all those extra cups that they ended up competing in over the years. That's what brings his total to 672.
Okay. For some strange reason, I thought he was way past 700.
Yeah, but that's including international goals.
Okay, so you're just including his Barcelona.
He's leaving Barcelona. He's not leaving the Argentinian national team yet. So we're talking about what he's done with Barcelona. All those goals scored led to them winning La Liga 10 times, 7 Copa del Reyes, 8 Spanish Super Cups, 4 Champions Leagues, 3 UEFA Super Cups, and 3 Club World Cups.
Amazing.
35 total trophies with Barcelona.
Is the next team he goes to, are they going to allow him to bring his trophies there with him?
They better.
But yeah, they better build a trophy.
Show everybody else what they can do with Messi on the pitch. And speaking of Messi on the pitch, this is another crazy stat. With Messi on the field, if you average up all his goals with the minutes played, you're basically looking at a goal per game. So guaranteed, if you start a game with Messi, you are to score a goal. How crazy is that?
That's crazy.
That means if you have Messi on the field, you already know that you have a better chance of winning that game.
Well, let me tell you this. If the Italians figured that out, they could have made him an Italian citizen, and they could have used the old method of score one goal and just play defense.
Yeah.
They would have won a bunch of World Cups.
Listen, this guy is Argentina through and through because he was a Spanish citizen before he got called up to Argentina. All right? He could have chose to play for Spain.
Oh, absolutely.
But he didn't. He chose Argentina because that's where his heart is at. That's where he's from.
That's where his family is. Exactly.
And we can't, as we're talking about him, we can't forget about all the comparisons with the great Dios. Diego Armando Maradona.
His hero.
This guy's been compared to Maradona almost his entire career. He was lucky in the 2014 World Cup to actually be coached by Maradona.
Right.
I don't know if you remember that.
Yep.
I mean, to play at Barcelona like Maradona did, there's one thing that I'm hoping that happens. It probably never will. But he follows in Maradona's footsteps now, comes to Napoli, wins a Scudetto
maybe
with Napoli.
Could be
make
one
it
of my,
happen.
Could be one of my top three teams.
I'm just saying, how incredible would that be to see him following those
could
footsteps?
Could be. It's not that far-fetched of a dream, I can tell you that much right now.
No, not at all. But even some of the goals that Messi's has scored, we got to try to find those videos and put them up on our Instagram page.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, if you guys aren't following it, go to Sava FC, follow us on Instagram, posting some good content on there. But there was one goal I'll never forget. Maradona scored it for Argentina. Lionel Messi scored it for Barcelona, where they both started at the midfield, took on about 4 to 5 players, and slotted it in the back of the net one-on-one against the keeper. The goal was identical. Both Messi and Maradona did the same exact things and scored it the same exact way.
Yeah.
And it's chills, goosebumps watching them do that.
Who do you think goes down as the better of the two?
You can't ask me that question.
I know I can't, but I'm asking you.
It remains to be seen. You know I'm a firm believer of if you got a good squad, it always makes you look better. Messi is an alien. There's no denying that. But he also played on a really good team.
Right.
So Maradona came somewhere where they had nothing. Okay? Don't forget, Maradona's first year at Napoli, the team was almost facing relegation.
Right.
So it's something that he built up from scratch.
To make you feel better, I'll give you this little fun fact. If Maradona played right now in this time frame, the way all the fields that they play on are pristine. So when he played, there were potholes, right. There's this, there's that. They were not taken care of the way they were now. He would have been 10 times better now than he was then. And it was amazing how good he was then. So you could just imagine. Can you imagine if these two grew up at the same time and played at the same time? Argentina would win every World Cup.
Every major tournament Argentina would win.
Until they both retired.
Yeah, they played together. Now imagine both of them on Barcelona. Both of them in their primes.
Forget it.
Unreal to think about. But let's not go too much into Maradona. Let's keep this at Messi. Where do you think he's going to land?
So I got about 10 teams that I'm thinking are going to start bidding for him.
Okay.
So I'm thinking Chelsea. Here's another crazy one. Inter Miami. I almost said Inter Milan. Inter Miami. Club Atletico.
Atletico Madrid?
No, Club Atletico.
Where's that?
Newell's Old Boys. Well, he started playing for the Argentinian team. He's from Argentina.
Okay.
When he was 6 years old. He scored 234 goals for them in 176 games. So he could go back and play as a poetic return to his youth team. Juventus, because Juventus is always in the mix. It doesn't matter, right? Bayern Munich could be one of them. Liverpool, Manchester United, PSG, Inter Milan, Manchester City. But my pick, who I personally think, where I think he's going to go, is not even on this list. Hasn't even been mentioned by anybody. I honestly think he's going to follow in his hero's footsteps. And I think he's going to go and play for Napoli. And the reason why I say that is Napoli has not made a single move and has money to spend on him. And can you imagine him and Insigne on the same field at the same time? I think it would be a magical season for Napoli. I know everyone thinks I'm crazy right now. And that guy that had commented on me picking Napoli winning the Scudetto, if he comes, they will guaranteed they will win. And then they will win all tournaments next season, going until he retires.
With Napoli, there's just no way. And as much as I want to dream of that situation, one, we have an issue with the image rights. De Laurentiis doesn't give up image rights.
I think for this, he will give it up.
Right. But it remains to be seen. He won't give him up for his captain, Insigne, okay? Who's Napoli's best homegrown player.
But to all fairness, and no disrespect to Insigne, because I love Insigne. He's no Messi.
I hear you. I'm just saying De Laurentiis won't change his ways for anybody. He is who he is. Secondly, to acquire Messi, we'd have to pay him a hefty salary, right? We don't have the money to do that.
You don't have the money right now, but just bringing him in is going to draw in the money. They will profit so much by bringing him in, and they'll be able to pay him.
And again, I agree with you, but De Laurentiis does not, because he requires on having the money first in order to sign
You know what? A few episodes back, we talked about signing petitions. We should get a petition going to get rid of him and bring us in.
I would love nothing more for De Laurentiis to sell Napoli to somebody else, because at this point, I feel like he's ruined the team. We had a good thing going a few years ago, and right now, you're right, would be the opportune time to bring in Messi, but they're not going to do it.
Well, I have a feeling they will.
All right, we'll see what happens. I mean, listen, you mentioned one team where I think is my favorite landing spot for him, Manchester City.
Right.
Because he's going to go back with Pep. The guy that started it all for him.
Absolutely.
Manchester City is in position to be able to win the Premier League, win a Champions League, and be one of the best teams in the world this year. Imagine if they got Messi.
They have the money. I mean,
they obviously have the money.
They're run by the Abu Dhabi United Group, so.
And they just got Grealish today.
Yep.
And imagine if Harry Kane ends up coming too. Unstoppable.
It would almost be unfair.
Just as unfair as PSG has been for the last 4 years, but and they can't win anything.
But PSG blows everything all the time. So it's whatever whatever they have on the field, they blow it all the time.
Right.
So, but you put a team like that together, you literally have players that have won championships on one team. They're going to win all the time. They can go undefeated, a team like that.
I agree. Manchester City is, I think, my favorite landing spot for him. There have been some rumors, though, that he might come back to Serie A, possibly to Inter, like you were mentioning before,
right,
because Lukaku to Chelsea.
Right.
So Inter is now going to have some money to spend if they get that 130 mil for Lukaku.
Right. But the problem with Inter is the 130 mil might not be enough.
No. If you're just paying a contract and a signing bonus, it'll absolutely be enough. Remember, Messi is not being traded or transferred.
No, he's a free agent. Yeah.
That means you do not have to pay Barcelona anything. All you have to do is pay his contract,
his personal terms,
and his signing bonus.
Yeah. And if there's any other thing, you know, on that contract, if he scores 15
goals. Right, incentives. You can make the contract incentive laden. That's fine. But 130 mil, that's enough. That'll be more than enough. And don't forget, Inter also just sold Hakimi.
Right.
The club is in debt. But yeah. Hey, if you got an opportunity to go out and get Messi.
In a situation like this, would take him out of debt, just like what I was saying about Napoli.
Right. But the problem is, Napoli won't do it. Inter will.
Now, the other big player in Italy, is who Marcello mentioned before, was
Cristiano Ronaldo.
No, AC Milan.
No, AC Milan, they can't afford to sign Messi and they wouldn't be able to.
But if he goes to Juventus, forget it. That's another one too.
So I don't think he'll play with Ronaldo. Although it's every Ronaldo and Messi fan's dream.
Yeah, There's not many of them.
Messi or Team Ronaldo.
Right.
But if you're a fan of both of them, the dream is to see both of them play together on a team.
I'd like to see it.
So I could see it. I could see it, but I can't see it at the same time, makes sense. Messi and Ronaldo playing together, forget it. They won everything right then and there.
Right.
Serie A might not be his best choice, though. I really feel like he's going to go to the Premier League or PSG.
Well, if he goes to PSG, looks like I'll be buying whatever network they're on so I could watch them play.
Think about that team. They were just releasing a lineup before. I'm going to see if I can find it. But with all the acquisitions that they made this summer, Donnarumma, Sergio Ramos, who's that guy that they got from Bayern Munich? Jorginho Wijnaldum. Wijnaldum, right?
Yeah, Wijnaldum.
All those players that they went out and got. And then you had Messi, all right? Oh, here's the lineup that they posted earlier that I found. So starting in goal, this is PSG starting 11 if Messi arrives. Donnarumma in goal, okay? Hakimi at right back. Marquinhos and Ramos at center back. Bernat at left back. Your right mid, Wijnaldum. Your center mid, Verratti, who's just coming off of a Euro Cup champion, right? And there's heavy talks about PSG signing Pogba, right?
Right.
So they put Pogba at the left mid position in this lineup. Then you got Messi at the right wing, Mbappe as a striker, and Neymar as a left wing. Now let's even take Pogba out of that, right? We'll just add Messi. Take Pogba out, replace him with any other midfielder that PSG have.
You would have to rename the team.
What would you name it?
World class.
Right.
That's it. Just world class.
But like you were saying earlier, PSG would just go ahead and destroy everything anyway.
Right.
Some way, somehow, PSG, with all that talent, would find a way to not win it. That'd feel bad for Messi.
But I want you to do me a favor. I want everybody to do me a favor. I want you guys to close your eyes for a second, all right? And envision Messi. Envision him wearing a navy blue kit. Doesn't fit. Envision him wearing a black kit. It doesn't fit. Go on the list of all the colors. They don't fit. But when I close my eyes and I see that baby blue, whether it be Manchester City or Napoli, he looks good in it.
You want to know why? Because it's Argentina's
color. I know. That's it. I'm sticking to it. I think he's going to Napoli. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Whatever. But if I'm right, holy cow. I was going to say something else, but we're family-friendly
podcast. Show. Look, I think it'll be excited. We'll keep all you listeners posted on what we find out about him, where he's going, and what he's going to be doing. But this is definitely earth-shocking, groundbreaking, whatever you want to define it. It's news that nobody expected. This changes the landscape of calcio, football, footy, whatever soccer. You want to call it, soccer, for the next year at least.
And you know, just a touch on this real quick before we go. Can you just imagine if everything is wrong and he goes to Inter Miami? Can you just imagine him coming to MLS? Because Inter Miami has the money. They could pay him.
The MLS has the money because the way they allocate their money for their super players.
You know, it's just...
For their deep...
It doesn't sound right. It doesn't make any sense. But can you just imagine? I think it would be just a waste But if he came over, do you think other high-class players, elite-class players would come over and play here?
I wouldn't want them to. The MLS is a joke, and I stand by that. I hate the MLS, and you guys are going to hear more about that from me on our next episode when we touch back on the USA winning the Gold Cup. Messi coming to the MLS is a waste. I don't care how much money they could pay him over here. People do not let it happen.
No.
Messi is just coming off of a Copa America win, okay? This guy going to the MLS, China, the Arab League, or anywhere that's going to pay him a ton of money is pointless and worthless. This guy needs to show the world that he could still go somewhere and win something.
And that's why he shouldn't go to a team like Manchester City, or he shouldn't go to a team like PSG. He should go to a team like Napoli, where you have a few good players, one really good player in Insigne, and you show the world that you are truly the best by bringing a team like that back into the class of elites.
And I hear your case. I agree with you, but you disagree. It's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
All right. Well, we'll find out.
All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in.
And we'll see everybody later.